This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A Chicago alderperson is calling for street festivals to have more security protections in the wake of deadly attacks in New Orleans and Germany. Alderperson Raymond Lopez says the city should require barriers, such as concrete barricades to help prevent attacks where vehicles were used to drive into crowds. Lopez says the city must take measures now to prevent Chicago from joining this list. State officials will start working on a plan this year to give residents the option to use a digital copy of their driver's licenses and IDs on their cell phones. More than a dozen states, including Missouri and Iowa, already have an app for people to have access to a digital copy. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law directing the Illinois Secretary of State to start working on its own version. The digital driver's licenses will be optional for residents. But like the card in your wallet, they'll be legally valid IDs, at least at the state and local level, with a format that allows users to choose what personal information to display. There's no firm date yet for when these will be available. There's a new Illinois law on the books addressing student discipline in non-public schools. My colleague, WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal, reports private elementary and secondary schools are now banned from using corporal punishment against their students. This applies to charter Montessori and special education day schools. Melissa Taylor heads the Illinois Alliance of Administrators of Special Education. She says when corporal punishment is allowed, students with disabilities are more likely to receive it as a form of discipline.
Sometimes behavior that's related to a student's disability might be misunderstood and might be punished as opposed to worked with through instruction, reteaching, sensory strategies, communication.
The bill received widespread support from groups like the ACLU of Illinois and the State Education Association. Chicago Bears have one game left to play, but with the team sitting at 4-12, all eyes have moved past their season finale to this offseason search for a head coach. With interim coach Thomas Brown going winless since taking over for Matt Eberflus, the Bears are expected to bring in someone new to lead the team next season. Quarterback Caleb Williams says he'll gladly give management his thoughts on who the next coach should be if they ask him, but acknowledges it's their call.
I know that I'm a rookie and a young guy, so if they make decisions without me, I mean, you know, that's their job to make decisions and make those type of decisions. And so if they make a decision like that, just hope and believe that, you know, those guys upstairs, that they make the right decisions. And so, you know, if I'm a part of it, then great.
Some popular candidates among fans include Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson and former Tennessee Titans coach Mike Vrabel and Washington Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, who coached Williams at USC. Weather for today, clouds and sun, evening snow, afternoon snow, highs in the low 30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some snow, could see an inch, low near 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.